Welcome, everyone. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the newest Philadelphia Eagle. Tight end Richard Rodgers joining the team. A one-year deal. Welcome to Philly. Welcome to the Eagles. And what's it been like in this one-day visit here?
It's been awesome, you know. Everyone's great around the facility, just meeting people and shaking hands, get to know people, and it's been good.
Yeah, so compare it to, like, being recruited in college. I know you really can't talk football here, but is there a similarity?
I think it's a little bit different. Just because there's money involved, obviously. It's kind of like the recruiting process, a little bit similar. I think it's more of it's more enjoyable because you know that you're going to be on a team and you're going to be playing, and it's just a little bit more enjoyable than going to on a college visit. And I mean, some people have fun during their visits, but I was more strictly business during my college visits, so this was a little bit more enjoyable for me.
Why'd you pick the Eagles?
I just thought it was a great place to be. I watched the games last year, saw how much fun everyone was having on the field, touchdown celebrations and all that, and it just looked like something I wanted to be a part of.
Richard, it seems like chemistry, and you've been around the league long enough to know this, chemistry trumps talent in this league. Do you agree with that?
Some aspects, yes. I mean, the Eagles are a prime example of that. Obviously, they had great chemistry, and like I said before, you could see it. I mean, when I watched the Eagles games, you could just see the excitement in the crowd and in the players. And when you have that excitement, it's hard to beat a team like that.
The evolution of the tight end in this NFL, it's been fascinating. Way back when, the blocking tight end, then the more athletic tight end. Now it seems like you kind of have to do everything in this league. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. You have to be able to do a little bit of everything. In Green Bay, I was in the backfield a lot, in line, spread out. So I think I'm pretty versatile in that sense. And obviously in this game, you have to be able to do a little bit of everything.
How do you see the Eagles using their tight ends when you were watching the games? Was it just kind of the same way that everybody in the league uses them now?
I mean, it's similar, but I think they just did a great job getting the matchups they wanted. When you talk about tight ends, you might not be the fastest, might not be the biggest, but you can create some mismatches with your tight ends on smaller guys. Maybe you can be faster than a linebacker or bigger than a safety or bigger than a corner. So it's just pretty easy to create mismatches with tight ends.
Interesting time in your years in Green Bay. How would you kind of talk about that journey? How would you describe your time with Green Bay?
I had a great time in Green Bay. I love my teammates. The organization is great. Everyone was very nice, and I respect the organization, so I have nothing bad to say about them, and I enjoyed my time there.
Are you the kind of guy who, look, everybody wants the football, and you got the football a lot in 2015, not quite as much the two seasons after. Was it difficult for you at all?
No, not really, because I don't really care about numbers. Numbers don't really satisfy me. Obviously, Philadelphia just won a Super Bowl, so that's my ultimate goal, is to win a Super Bowl, and whatever I can do to help the team win, that's what I'm going to do.
Your thoughts on Carson and what you've seen from him at the quarterback position?
Yeah, he's a great player. I watched his pro day coming out. I thought he did really well there, and just watching him grow in the league has been pretty impressive.
Father played football, coaches football, cousins in the game. Have you always been kind of like immersed in the game of football?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
what's it like as a kid to do that?
I can remember literally just watching film with my dad, like sitting in the garage watching old tapes of Deion Sanders trying to take someone's head off in a game. Like, I have a vivid memory of that, and throughout my life, I just go back to that and I just see it's just been football forever.
Mm-hmm. And has that been the love of the game that's kept you in this? I mean, hey, kids can get thrown into that world and not like it.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad didn't let me play for a while because he knew how much of a toll it is on your body. So I think that contributed a little bit to, like, how much I wanted to play and get out there and play. So once I started playing, I really loved the game and knew that I could at least prosper a little bit in this sport.
Do you believe that you will someday follow in your father's career path and become a coach?
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and a lot of time. So I don't know how – it's pretty hard on a family, but my dad managed to do it, so I think I can handle it.
You, more than maybe any other player I've talked to, can understand how difficult it is to be a player. But then when you're a coach, you take it to a totally different level in terms of hours, commitment, stress.
Yeah.
That job stinks, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it like when we leave the stadium – the coaches are still there. They're still working, and they also have families to go home to as well. So, it's a big commitment.
I know it's only day one. Thoughts aspirations, the role that you might want to play here?
I haven't thought that far ahead, but I just, like I said, I just want to help the team win and do whatever I can to fit in and make plays.
Well, welcome to Philly. Off-season program starts soon, and you'll be moving into Philadelphia, learning about the culture here. It's a great town.
Thank you.
And you're catching it at the right time. Super Bowl champs. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard Rodgers, newest Eagle. Thanks for joining us.